listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, home of the Griff Rant. Now, here they are, your hosts, Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Feel free to call us at 888-723-4630.
A woman who is so loyal to this show that she comes in, even though she had her ovaries removed.
Who's that, you?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I once had a tooth pulled and I did the show the next day.
I know. It was amazing. We're still talking about your heroism on that.
Remember the year I stubbed my toe and I bravely went on?
Hey.
Yeah.
Again, all you did was call Uber and there you were.
I stubbed my toe and I could barely...
call a tow truck.
I had to lie down for a while. I had to have a lie down.
So we were talking about 5 tips for organizing your eBay workspace.
Yes, we were.
Written by Katie Hamill in eBay for Business blog. And we were talking about the shipping station.
Yes, we were.
And you were going to tell us about that. You were telling us that this may be where we need the most space.
It really could be. Some sellers swear by a counter height table, which is what I use for comfort. And some of them use an L or a U shape for keeping everything within arm's reach.
So you mean... counter height, does that mean you stand up?
Right. You ergonomically, you never want to be in a standing position where you have to bend over all the time. Your back has to be arched. Mm-hmm. That's really bad. So if you're doing a standing task, you want to make sure your table is the right height so that you're not having to reach down. You're facing forward. Mm-hmm. Counter height is a good example. I've recommended in the past, and I use these too. There's a brand of... folding table called Lifetime. I think Costco sells them a lot. And there's one type of table that is adjustable height. So it's a folding white plastic table that you can then adjust up or down. And I find those work really well. They're an expensive option.
Because life is short and so am I.
That's right.
Some people also like L or U shape for keeping everything within arm's reach.
And that makes sense. I mean, whatever works best for you, because whatever space, you want to make sure it's fully stocked with boxes, envelopes, bubble wrap and packing materials, tape, everything else, you know, the tissue paper.
All your stuff.
And your label printer. And you want all that, and your scale. You want all that right there where it's placed in a way, again, so that you don't have to, the least amount of movement and contortion to reach for a box, to put it on the scale and all that.
Number 3 to me is the most important thing.
Clean up
your physical desktop.
Yeah.
Once you've set up your listing and workspace, it's time to get it organized and decluttered. Make sure that everything on your desk is something that's useful or necessary. We recommend limiting the items on your desktop to, you ready, Griff?
What's that?
Your computer.
That makes sense.
Your printer and paper for labels, unless this is in your shipping station.
Right.
A few pens or pencils.
Just a few.
A box or drawer with tabs to file any important paperwork. A plant or a personal item that reminds you of why you're working so hard. Maybe a picture of your kids. Studies have shown that having plants and personal photos in your workspace can not only reduce stress, they also can help you focus and be more productive. Especially for women, because we're such nesters.
True.
We move into a place we like to put a plant on the table right off the bat.
I know, it drives me crazy.
I love it.
When you do that.
A box or tray for incoming mail. Just be vigilant that this doesn't become a dumping ground for all your miscellaneous papers. Make sure you go through it every couple of days and recycle or file every item. See, that is something that I am trying to overcome.
You are?
Yeah, I have a black tray for incoming, all right, incoming mail.
Yeah.
But then I'll have something in my hand and I'll say, oh, where should I put this? I don't know. Oh, I'll dump it into my inbox because I know I'm going to be looking at that in a few days.
Oh.
That's not always such a good idea, but
no,
you know,
it doesn't organize.
You
got to
keep your inbox cleaned up every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, that's okay? True.
And what is number 4, Griff?
Well, you got to protect and organize your inventory. And brother, you can never, you think you're on top of this? Oh, I got a story to tell you. Because without inventory, you don't have a business. So make sure you prioritize a safe, clean space to store it in. Many sellers recommend storing inventory in plastic bags or boxes, inside numbered plastic bins or banker boxes on warehouse style shelving. I've seen many sellers, and I've started doing that myself. And as you list each item, keep track of exactly where you've stored it so you're never hunting frantically for a sold item. Boy, it's so important in keeping it safe. So I realized, I didn't know this, but there's a leak in the roof of my garage.
There's a leak in the roof of our kitchen.
There you go.
We just found this out this week with all this rain.
All the rain. And so I was wondering why, I found this out before it rained. This was during the first, you know, clearing out of stuff. There was a rack of clothing that was all stained and destroyed, in one small area. Not a lot, but you know, it was because it was directly under a place where all the roof water had dripped down. And it's, you know, it's got all this from the wood when the water picks up from the plywood underneath there's an acid in the wood and it can eat away at clothing and leave these horrible brown coffee tea stain sort of thing. Yeah. So a lot of that I had to throw out. Now I have to have the roof done.
Costs a lot of money for a new roof.
Yeah, you know, but
even for a mobile home.
I know. It's a lot of money.
The rain came in through our sunlight. You know, what do you call it? The sun thing. We have a skylight. Skylight.
Yes,
yeah.
That's where they leak. Yeah, they can really leak.
So number five is clean up your virtual desktop. And I just did this with mine just recently. If your computer desktop is also a mess of files and photos, it's time to clean it up. And the goal here, as with your desk space, is to simplify. Clear the clutter. Create a logical filing system that enables you. It's so funny. I have all these wonderful file folders on my desktop. And I have one called miscellaneous. So I just shove stuff in the miscellaneous when I don't know
where
what to do
we
with
be
it.
Without folders and folders and folders with the marking on the
miscellaneous. Exactly.
Right? It's like when I first started doing bookkeeping for a nonprofit, and I was using back then, you know, the first examples of software for accounting, and I would stick money where I didn't know where it should go into an account called an other. And then the first board meeting I went to, everyone would say, "So what's this other account? Is that money you're using?" And I, you know,
is that in the Virgin Islands?
Right. You don't want unlabeled stuff. You don't want miscellaneous or other. Everything has to have a name.
So start by deleting everything you no longer need. You know what we told Ron to do earlier to declutter? That's the first thing you do. You start by deleting anything you no longer need on your desktop.
That's right.
And filling everything else on your desktop into folders, or filing everything into folders. For any items that require an action, create an urgent or to-do folder, which is okay because I have one of those urgent folders on my desktop.
You do.
And what I do is I put things, like I have my sales meetings with Betsy and Donna every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Anything I want to talk to them about, I will put in that file so I can remember it. So it's okay to have an urgent or a to-do folder on your desktop. Then make sure your inbox stays free of clutter. Studies show that the average person spends as much as, are you ready for this? 17 hours per week on email.
Oh, jeez.
And a large chunk of that time is spent on emails that are not important.
Wow.
So there you have it. Five tips for organizing your eBay workspace. If you want to look these over, these are excellent. Katie Hamill wrote it in eBay for Business Blog. Go and take a look. ebayforbusinessblog.com.
You know the one thing that should spur anyone on, like myself, who you know is hesitant to do the work to organize? Because it's a lot of work. Organization is a lot of work. The peace of mind you get when you finished that project and you're like upstairs lying in bed and you say, I wonder where that document is. Oh, I know exactly where it is. I wonder where that bottle of cologne is. Oh, I know exactly where it is. I wonder where those sales records are. Oh, they're right. I know exactly where
feels
I can find
so
them.
Feels so good.
Those receipts. I wonder if I could find those receipts. Oh, they're all in order and they're all organized in that file. I know exactly where they are. Yeah, it's a peace of mind that comes from knowing that should you need to find a copy or an item or something that you have filed away or placed somewhere – you're going to be able to find it in 2 seconds, as opposed to that horrible feeling of black panic that fills your soul when you get we need your file tax returns from last year. Where did I put them? Oh no, did I put them? Are they next to the toaster in the kitchen, or are they in the back seat of the car? Don't need that.
Regarding your photography setup table,
yeah,
you use for items, how high is the best, or should it be an adjustable height?
It should be an adjustable. That way you can adjust it to your comfort. But if you don't have an adjustable table, something that's about waist high, and then if you need to take a picture of something that's taller, use the camera tripod and raise the camera up, so that you have a steady shot. But yeah, something waist high, but ideally, I think it's best to have something that's adjustable. And again, that's why I love those Lifetime tables. That one version they make that is adjustable, I think you can get them when they're for sale for $30 to $50. It's well worth it. Last forever. And they're just the right size the nice thing is they're not a huge footprint. So it's not like you're taking up a huge space with a big adjustable table. It's rather, I think they're about 4 feet wide. That's not bad. If that kind of space will work for you, then you may want to consider that.
And you mentioned Costco and.
Yeah. You look for supplies.
Probably Staples
and
things of that.
Or eBay. You can try eBay. Let's see.
Why don't you look and see?
Lifetime adjustable height table. Lifetime table.
We'll let you know when we come back.
Yeah. Should only come back right after this break. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us with your tips. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
How's your quality control button working? Early in my voiceover career, I recorded my first commercial in a new radio station. I proudly put it in the studio rack, and sure, there was one little tiny breath toward the end that sounded a little weird. But it's close enough, I thought. The memo from the boss read, "You are better than others, but you won't soar unless your spots are perfect. Do it over." Sad thing, I knew it before he heard it. There are professionals and there are the others. You want to be a professional. I knew it had a tiny glitch, but I didn't realize I was on the road to becoming another. Use your quality control button. It will serve you well.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
Yeah. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. Why am I using these intros and outros to try to start sounding more masculine? What a waste of time.
Forget it, honey.
Yeah, I just have to be myself.
You know, it doesn't matter anymore in radio. I've told you that so many times.
Of course not.
It used to be important what kind of voice you had in radio.
Yeah, that's
right. They don't care anymore. Right. Now it's all about content. Content is king.
Okay, then.
Sure have plenty of that.
I'll do my best Sean Hayes. How's that?
Oh, that's good.
Just call me Jack.
What do you think about the new show?
Not much.
Me either.
I love them. They're funny.
Yeah, me too. But they should have stopped when...
Yeah, they've done this. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that they killed off Rosario. But
apparently
she didn't want to be an actress anymore. She wanted to go back to cleaning houses.
Bad.
Loved her. She was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of
kind of made the show in some respects, or certainly added to it.
I'm not a big fan of reboots. I think things that belong in the past, like not to digest. I'm not going to watch the Roseanne thing either. I don't, that was of its time. It's moved on. Let's come up with new stuff.
Oh, Roseanne's coming back?
You don't know about the Roseanne reboot?
No.
Oh, yeah. They're in production now.
Really?
So it's apparently in the spring.
The same people? I mean, the same household and everything?
Well, Dan is back. They brought him back from the dead, John Goodman. I don't think, what's his name, the young kid that grew up to be Leonard on mm-hmm. Big Bang, I don't think he's going to be involved. What's her name? I forget. The daughter. I can't remember everybody.
There are
now.
Two daughters, and the one that left is very sad to me because I loved her, and I never got used to the second blonde. The brunette is who you're talking about.
Anyway, yeah. So
she's on The View or something.
How do we get started on this?
I don't know.
I think we're itching to do
reboots.
A talk show about something else.
We are.
Yeah, so this segment's brought to you by Bulk. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Ring in the new year at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. No one likes the sound of their own voice. Right, this is natural.
Right.
So everyone hears their recorded voice, and it's not what you expect because the voice you hear in your head when you talk has a different timbre and resonance than it does when you hear it as others hear you. It's nothing new to anyone else. That's what they hear. It's always a shock to you. I always discover this when people are listening to segments the first time they've been on, and they say, do I really sound like that? Yeah, that's how it's a phenomenon we all go through. But
unless you've been in the business as long as I have and done voiceovers, and then you know exactly how you sound. You have to. You know, you're doing a spot, and I know when I do something wrong in a spot. I just stop down myself. Director doesn't have to tell me to stop down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I say, may I do that again, please? And I
go
do
ahead.
It again. So, okay, let's talk about international eBay and shipping news for a minute.
Go ahead.
eBay Canada is introducing enhancements and updates to the community area. I think they're going to steal from us.
Well, it's all one big team.
I guess so. Including the discussion and announcement boards, these changes are similar to those implemented last year in the community space on eBay.com, which launched after significant consultation with the community. The enhancements began rolling out in English this past Tuesday, January 9th, with French slated to... Oy vey, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, if you have a website in Canada, it has to be dual language.
Wow.
By law, so.
Well, the French is slated to follow a week later.
Yeah.
And for details, you can check the eBay Canada Announcements Board at announcements.ebay.ca.
Have you ever been to Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Great place.
Been to Canada a few times.
Everyone should have a visit to our neighbors in the north.
Yeah, well, I lived in Detroit. I lived in New
That's
York.
Close, yeah.
You go to Canada every now and then.
I lived in Vermont. We went to Montreal a lot. Mostly to eat.
Mostly. Oh, yeah.
Great food in Montreal. Wonderful city if you've never been. Wonderful people. Very friendly.
I have not been to Montreal.
Yeah. There's some great places in Canada. Quebec City. It's like going back to old Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you go in the middle of the winter. Vancouver, one of the best metropolitans.
Been there, lived in Whidbey Island and went up there.
That's fantastic.
I like Canada. What's not to like about Canadians? And I know that's cliche, but it's mostly true. They're all nice.
No, they're passive aggressive, but they're nice.
You think they're passive aggressive.
I think everyone is.
eBay, what do you mean by that? eBay Australia has partnered with gig marketplace Airtasker to help eBayers down under sell their items.
Yeah.
So the announcement says, quote, whether you need help selling your items or you wish to help others sell, it's the perfect opportunity for you to earn some extra cash. So they have links that they've provided for those who wish to help sell and those looking for help with selling to hook up with Airtasker. And you can find the announcement board linked from the bottom of the eBay Australia homepage at ebay.com.au.
Yeah, good place.
So Shippo, technology firm Shippo, has released the results of their 2017 State of Shipping Survey.
And how'd that go?
Go to page 14 for me, would you? Please.
Where does that come? Is that after page 13?
Most of the time. You never can tell with us, Griff.
I know. I'm so.
Sometimes these scripts are finished at 3 a.m., really.
Hold on a minute. Give me a second.
Such great radio, isn't it?
Here we are. Okay.
There you are. Yeah. So if you look down on where it says shipping technology, look, the third.
I see it.
Okay. So Shippo did a survey, 2017 State of Shipping Survey, and tell us what their findings were with regard to free shipping.
Right. So for 81% of customers, free shipping is their number one concern when checking out. For 93% of shoppers, they take action to qualify for 93% of shoppers take action to qualify for free shipping, and the leading action is adding items to a cart. So if you have a promotion that says, you know, buy three, get free shipping, people tend to do that. I know I do. You know, I'll look to spend more to, you know, to get something for free.
Well, sure.
50% of buyers will choose a slower transit time to qualify for free shipping, while 83% are willing to wait an additional two or more days to get free shipping.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound right, the way that was written.
No, it does.
50% of buyers will choose a slower transit time to, oh, because they want free shipping. 83% are willing to wait an additional two or more days to get free shipping.
Okay. Right. And that's the two or more days, you know. So for most purchases where the delivery is not critical, you know, I don't need this like tomorrow. It's a shirt. Mm-hmm. If I get it, they'll pay less, and I'll do this too, even if it means a two or three slower delivery time.
Yeah, my earring storage boxes that I bought this morning, that's exactly what happened. I said, shoot, I could pay $5 in something, and I would get it one day earlier. And usually you don't, you know. Usually, whatever they tell me, it always comes earlier. I'm so happy about that.
So, you know, we talk about this a lot, and you know me. I don't pull punches. My career vocation is helping sellers succeed. I am extremely grateful that I have a wonderful platform with one of the most fantastic companies to work for in order to be able to help with that vocation. But I'm always a little bit dismayed and sometimes disheartened when I see after we've made a statement or we did a broadcast or something, and then there's the negative Nellies that show up saying, I can't, I won't, I don't, you don't know anything. I never offer returns. I'm never going to offer shipping. I'm never going to do. And it's usually paired with something that says eBay wants me to do that. eBay is forcing me to do. eBay demands. And, you know, and I'm saying, you guys, you're not getting this. So eBay is a marketplace manager, which is a platform for you to do business. What we're trying to tell you, what I'm trying to tell you, is this works. I'm trying to tell you that this is what buyers want. Shippo's survey, I had nothing to do with that. It's not Shippo telling you what they want. It's they're telling you what buyers are telling them by their actions and by the survey they take. What they want. You can choose to either listen to buyers or you can ignore them or fight with them. That's your choice. No one's going to stop you from doing that. But good luck. That's all I can say. It's just good luck. I always think back to yesterday, for example, where there was a few comments after our broadcast on Facebook about, you know, I can't do that. I can't do free shipping. And I always think back to that Philip Seymour Hoffman movie with Robert De Niro. I think it was called Flawless. A little film that kind of came and went about 15 years ago. Philip C. Hoffman plays a drag queen speech therapist who's trying to help the character of Robert De Niro, who has had a I can't remember if it was a stroke or if he was in an accident. He couldn't speak, yes. And she's helping him learn how to speak. And Robert De Niro is saying, I can't. And he says, best line of the movie, Philip Seymour Hoffman says, "Honey, can't lives on, won't street." And that's so true.
It is.
What do you mean you can't? You can try and then tell us if it doesn't work. If it does, you find out it doesn't work for you, mazel tov. But in business, you've got to consider everything. You have to at least test those things that may actually improve your business. You don't sell on eBay, or you shouldn't be running a business with the top line priority being, I can't or I won't do these things, and I'm always right and buyers are always wrong. You can't run a business that way. So when we say things like, look, buyers want free shipping, that's what we mean. eBay doesn't care about free shipping. We're not buying from you. You know, what do we care? We don't. But what we're telling is our buyers care. The buyers who come to any marketplace, whether you like this or not, whether you're living in the 20 years ago e-commerce world and you're not keeping up, this is what buyers want. Buyers, by the very definition, are your customers. They buy things. That's what we call them, buyers. They're spending money. No one's forcing them to spend money. They make a choice who and where they're going to spend their money. And they're going to flock to places where they can get great deals on shipping, free shipping, where they have return policies that they know will back them up. You can argue with that all you want. I just want you to be successful.
Amen.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, 888-RADIO-30. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6bit software. 6bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.